This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Trump endorsed candidate Jeff Deal wins the Republican primary for Massachusetts governor.
We did it.
Look at these people wandering around with absolutely no idea what's about to happen.
America is burning, but that's how forests grow.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Warning just coming in from CAISO, who runs the power grid in the state. They say they expect demand for electricity to outpace supply.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Many other Western states are experiencing simply unprecedented temperatures. And we encourage you to close your windows and blinds to keep your home cool as well. And today and tomorrow, please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher.
If you touch the thermostat,
you'll get hit with a blast.
Besides the technical sound,
you will feel my wrath.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I'm just seeing a Chiron up on the one of the screens of one of the news channels. It says schools go remote due to no AC. And I don't know if that is this California because of the green power whiteout or brownout or blackout, whatever they call it, or is this the just the general incompetence in all the other states in the union where they were given hundreds of billions of dollars during COVID to refurbish all the schools, and apparently nothing was done at a lot of these schools. Go figure. Why would that happen? 844-500-4242. We'll talk about all this and more as we go through the day. And if you want to join us, the number again, 844-500-4242. The primary was last night. The returns are in. Congratulations to Jeff Deal. He is the candidate of the Republican Party for governor of Massachusetts. And of course, if I still voted in this state, I would be voting for Jeff Deal. I will be voting for Ron DeSantis in Florida. That's a scoop. You can quote me on that one. But I would be voting for Jeff Deal if I were still here in the state. I live here in the state half of the year, but I'm registered in Florida for the usual reasons. And so I hope he prevails. My decision to back Chris Doty was a pragmatic one, as one of the VIPs just put it. I thought he would have a better chance. I think Healy gets her wish, says 774. November should be interesting. You know, they always say answered prayers, beware answered prayers. But in this case, I really do think she got her wish. And, he was out there this morning. We'll play some cuts later on at the, well, we'll play one cut right now just to, you know, he was talking about, he was very much happy with the Trump endorsement. Trump said he will rule your state with an iron fist. Well, that's a sound cut you're going to hear a lot in the next few months, next 9 weeks, mainly in Mara Healy spots, I think. He will rule your state with an iron fist. But now,
with so many pending lawsuits against Trump, is she allowed to use his voice in commercials?
Is it an insurrectionary to use his voice in a commercial? Is that what you mean?
Just wondering legally.
I think she can do it. I think it was a public statement. But so anyway, so, you know, he was very excited about that he had been endorsed by the president. And so today he was asked the logical question, about whether or not Trump will be coming to Massachusetts to campaign for him. And listen, you know, again, he said the election wasn't stolen. Then he said it was stolen. And then all the things he's gone back and forth on, PPP loans, who he voted for, why it's bad to vote for Democrats sometimes, but not bad when he votes for Democrats, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, so now he's not so excited about having Trump come to Massachusetts. Cut one.
Do you hope to have Donald Trump come to Massachusetts to rally for you?
Well, we had a great rally the other night. We had a lot of supporters on the phone when he did the tele-rally. And I think Republican voters were very happy to hear that he believes in me, much like I believe, you know, that we have a great future, just like he gave us when he was in office for 4 years.
Will you invite him to come here in person to campaign?
My job right now is to make sure that I get out and talk to as many voters as possible and debate more Healy on the issues. Huh. We'll see about who wants to come to Massachusetts later.
Wait a second. Now he wants to debate? Now he wants to debate. Wait. Where was he last week when I asked him a million times to debate? Now he's interested in debating? All right. We'll talk more about this as we go through the afternoon. 844-500-4242. 603 says, now Jeff Diehl has 2 months to practice his concession speech. I fear that's true. I got the VIPs here. I would assume they're probably going to vote for Diehl. Well, one's from New Hampshire, but they're going to vote for Diehl. But you know, are you confident, guys? No, not a lot of confidence out there. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I wanted to talk first today about the situation with the latest scoop from the Washington Post. The walls are closing in on Trump again. The ceiling is coming down on him. This is from the lead today. And stop me if you've heard any of this before. A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found by FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and residence last month, according to people familiar with the matter. Now, wait a second. Are these the same people who are familiar with the matter who said that they had to go in there to prevent the documents from being stolen by foreign governments, but they couldn't release the search warrant affidavit because they had to redact it so that no one would find out what was there? And now they're whispering to the Washington Post what's in the documents. By the way, a document describing a foreign government's military defenses, couldn't that be a printout from some website? Couldn't that be a magazine? Couldn't that be an old book?
Wait, was this the picture he had of the set from the satellite? Remember that? Yes. When he posted a picture from his phone of the satellite images of Iran's nuclear defense system or something that was being created?
You know, this is just so ridiculous that they're making a big deal about this. And you know, the Conservative Treehouse Sundance had a really funny piece on this, and they said, you know how he loved doing talking about his relationship with Little Rocket Man, and he said Little Rocket Man was writing him letters. So what are the odds that he said, oh, I want the letter of from Little Rocket Man telling me how I made him behave. And, you know, he's not going to fire off any more missiles into the Sea of Japan. I mean, he could be describing the missiles. That would be fit the definition of foreign government's military defenses. But they're making it out like this is a big development. And MSNBC and CNN, They're all excited. They're breathless yet again. And you know, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, had a great description of this too. There's no way you can respond because you know it's okay. Say you read the story in the Washington Post, and you're a reporter for another publication or website. You say, can the FBI comment on whether this is true or not? No, we can't comment on an ongoing investigation. It might jeopardize sources and methods. So you can just put this crap out there and it can never be refuted. It just sits out there. Like, you know, Trump calling the American dead in World War I losers, or the bounties on American troops in Afghanistan, or the phone call between Trump and the new president of Ukraine, Zelensky. I mean, none of this stuff can ever be refuted until in the case of the phone call, eventually Trump just released the transcript of the phone call, and it was proven, and Venman, who was the leaker, although he's never admitted being the leaker, the Ukrainian-born aide, military aide, he admitted that the transcript was true. This is ridiculous. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. And they are winning. Patriot Mobile, which is winning, I repeat, has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same great nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, they are supporting conservative values with every call. So when you pay your bill, you're not supporting the wokeism of the big corporations. You're helping out the causes you care about. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Howie. And it's very easy to change over. I did it myself, and if I can do it, you can do it. I guarantee it. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and a difference tomorrow. That's patriotmobile.com/Howie, patriotmobile.com/Howie, or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who was the worst Massachusetts governor of the 21st century? Paul Cellucci, Jane Swift, Mitt Romney, Deval Patrick, or Charlie Baker?
That's a worse lineup than the Boston Red Sox. But I'm going to vote for Charlie Baker.
39% say Charlie Baker, 39% also say small Deval Patrick, followed by Jane Swift at 11%, Mitt Romney at 10%, and Paul Cellucci at 1%.
Yeah. Yeah, Cellucci was okay. He's also deceased, so it's best not to vote for him. But he was not nearly in the same class with any of those people. I would say Baker just because of the COVID. I mean, they all had their problems with scandals, but the overreaction to COVID, the destruction of the entire state. And that's, you know, I'm glad that Deal eliminated him with the help of Donald Trump I'm glad that Baker is gone. But again, Mara is going to be worse than Baker. So I would rather have had somebody who could have stopped Mara, but it was not to be. 844-500-4242. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Howie. Hey, I was watching The View today. Hillary Clinton was on with Chelsea. You can get it on.
Oh, you got a stronger stomach than me, Jerry.
Oh, but you had to see this, Howie. She was pimping a program that she put together called Gutsy Women. Anyways, they asked her about the mishandling of classified information by Trump. And nothing was mentioned about all her mishandling information. The gall of this woman to to say how this is secret information that our enemies could get hold of, and you know, should have been done. But none of them had the gall to ask her about.
It was the same thing last night, I guess, with Nora O'Donnell on CBS Evening News, so-called. You know, they don't ask her the obvious question. What about the 33,000 subpoenaed documents? Are we supposed to believe they were all about your yoga schedule and Chelsea's wedding? Remember that when she said that?
Oh, yeah, right. And now they have a new woman who's one of Trump's media gurus. And she's supposed to be like the Republican on it, but she's really bad. She's, you know, she's sitting there, you know, thinking about what she's going to do with the checks she collects from the show. But anyways, it's really interesting. If you just go to YouTube, it's on there today.
I'm going to leave it to Matt. Jerry, no way I'm going there. I pay people to do that for me. 844-500-4242. Keith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Howie. Good to talk to you. What you just said about Baker being the worst governor of all time, right? It's amazing when you're sitting there for the last few days, you know, contemplating replacing him with the exact same guy. You know,
wait a second. Who's the exact same guy?
Doty.
You think Doty? Why is Doty Charlie Baker?
They're both wishy-washy Republican kind of, you know?
Wait a second. Jeff Diehl, he took his endorsement, but now he doesn't want him to come. He changes his mind about going on debates. I mean, he wants to run for GOP state party chairman, and then he doesn't want to run for GOP state party chairman. I mean, talk about wishy-washy, Keith.
Yeah, but he got it done. See, I'm saying.
What did he get done?
Because he didn't. Wait a second,
Keith. Keith, why did what? Keith, what did he? What did he get done?
He got the nomination. He beat Doty. He beat the guy who had more money than him and was willing to talk more.
What's the point of getting the nomination if you're going to get your ass kicked in November?
Oh, well, okay. So that's what I talked to the screener on the way in, right? You're old enough. I'm not old enough. The year I was born, 1964, Ronald Reagan. Why do people stay home? Because there's no difference between us and them. There's no difference, right? There's a difference now between Healy and Diehl. To think that Doty could beat Mora is insane, right? It's liberal right and liberal strong.
Keith, you want to bet? Want to bet me $100 right now who's going to win the election? I'll bet you $100 right now.
I'll bet you $100. Sure, I'll bet you $100.
Take the bet, Matt. I'll bet $100. 844-500-4242. How am I going to spend my $100, Taylor? Patricia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, Howie. I just want to know why you backed Doty instead.
Wait a second. Keith hung up.
He welched.
Oh, wait, he ran like a rat. He ran like Diehl when he was asked to debate. Go ahead, Patricia.
Okay. I just wanted to know what your reasoning was behind you backing Doty versus Diehl.
I don't want Mara Healy to become governor.
Understood.
Doty had a chance. Do you know who Mike Brady is? He's the twice arrested for drunk driving state senator from Brockton. He has his own bar stool at a bar across the street from the courthouse. He's a hack. He dropped out of community college to get a job at the lottery, and he's been on the public payroll ever since. And he beat Diehl like a rented mule, even though Diehl outspent him 2-1. If Diehl can't beat Mike Brady, how the hell is he going to beat somebody with $5 million, Patricia? How do you figure that?
But the question I'm asking you is, why did you back Doty versus Diehl?
I just told you, because he might win. Do you want to bet $100? Do you want to bet $100? Will you bet $100? I'll bet $100 on Healy. Will you bet $100 on Diehl?
Well, we all know that.
Will you bet it? Yes or no?
Massachusetts.
Will you bet it? I guess not. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Ralph says, if you need my $100, I'll bet you deal will beat Mara. You and I know that will never happen. Same as Doty never would have beat Mara. You have my number. You want my money, take it. But you sold out the only true conservative. For what? How do you... Look at... Jeff Diehl voted for either Hillary or Obama. So if that's going to be a litmus test, then there wasn't a true conservative in the race. And he says he voted for Biden. Okay, is a true conservative ever vote for Biden or Hillary or Obama? He took the Democrat ballot in 2008. What the hell is the difference? 844-500. If you're opening a sports book, I want to get in on some of that money. I don't think we're going to get a lot of bets on the other side of it, says 860. 781, do you think it's a great idea to lecture half your audience? Am I lecturing anybody? Taylor, am I lecturing anybody here today? I'm just trying to get some action down.
I'm going to play the fifth.
Will we have to suffer through this for the next 3 months? No. Most of us know Mara will win, but Doty has had no chance either, and we still have our integrity. He voted for Hillary. He's from Harvard, and he lived in Cambridge. I lived in Cambridge. There's a lot of decent people live in Cambridge. Everything you mock, you're not liking Diehl, seems that you are taking out on him, not going on your show personally. All right, no, I'm not. I wanted to have somebody who had a shot.
Do you think it's safe to say we'll have enough submissions for Hate Mail Monday today?
Probably.
I'm glad we waited till Wednesday. All right, Howie, I know you'll have plenty of time to talk about this today, but I did want to give you a few headlines. I'm really glad people are picking up on this. I talked about this today on my show. Gavin Newsom is giving everyone tips on how to beat the heat and stop the blackouts. And some of the tips include like pre-cooling your house at 4 p.m. and then shutting off the AC, unplugging your major appliances.
Yeah, I've been following this. But you know, what about the fleece jacket, though?
Here we go. So he was wearing a fleece jacket and a hat. And I said this to Jared. I said, what's up with the fleece jacket? Why would he be wearing that during a heat wave? And Jared said, oh, well, that's the jacket they give you. It had all the, you know, the little logos on it and whatever. And I said, yeah.
Like a Mima. Remember, Small Duvall used to have the Mima jacket
exactly.
That he wore to Framingham for the blizzards.
But what did I say? I said, well, he must be in air conditioning because you can't wear a zip-up fleece if you're standing outside. And it turns out...
Well, you can, but not if it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, he didn't
very
look...
Very unlikely.
He didn't look sweaty, okay? Gavin Newsom is slammed for AC double standard amid heat wave. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom was slammed as a hypocrite. Imagine... Gavin French Laundry Newsom being slammed as a hypocrite for wearing a fleece coat in a seemingly air-conditioned room while urging residents to save energy amid a historic heat wave. And the crazy part is, Howie, is that this is such an unforced error on his part because he usually is always wearing t-shirts. He's a big, like, $300 Henley t-shirt kind of guy. The one time he decides to hang up the t-shirt,
you can't just wear Fruit of the Loom to the French Laundry.
No, you have to
They have dress codes there. You know?
You have to wear like a Citizens of Humanity $300 white tee. Yeah, so he's getting blasted for this. And on this same note about the rolling blackouts, there was a really good piece in Red State, and they actually referenced a tweet from Susan Shelley, and she's a journalist from Southern California. And this is what she said. She said, how's the electric grid doing in California? It's high noon. So this was yesterday, high noon. And renewables are only producing 32.4% of the state's electricity.
I'm surprised it's that high.
State officials want to close the gas-powered plants that are currently providing 45.1% of the electricity that keeps the lights on. So they're having these issues right now with the 45% that is being brought right in by gas-powered plants, and they want to have that at 0%. Can you imagine how much pre-cooling would have to take place if you brought it to zero?
I mentioned yesterday they don't have enough power to charge the 2 million electric vehicles that they have now, but they want to switch everybody over by 2035, just a mere 13 years away. That would be 18 to 20 million electric vehicles instead of 2 million, and they can't handle 2 million right now.
And there's going to be 45% less energy if their other plans take off. So not only are you going to have more cars to charge, but you're going to have less energy to do it with. Do I have that right, or is that fuzzy math?
Yes, and plus, again, we will have less energy anyway because they're allowing less and less drilling in the United States.
Right. That was a really, we talked a little bit, for people who don't know this, it was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about the federal leases.
On state and federal lands. Federal lands, not state lands. Federal.
Joe Biden had the least amount since when, Howie?
Ever. Ever. Since the end of World War II. But I mean, under Nixon, the same amount of time that Nixon had been in office, that Biden's been in office, they had given out 40 times more leases. 40 times more acres to be drilled on.
And we wonder why we're in the position we're in. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value where I got my RAV4. Finding out what you want is easy when you shop online and look over their incoming inventory, then reserve the one you want. Shop online now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. All right, so we're going to go from one terrible governor to another terrible governor. Let's go to New York, New York. Governor Kathy Hochul. And what I think is a move signaling that she knows she's in a tight race with Lee Zeldin, she is lifting the commuter rail mask mandate. It's about damn time.
Wow.
It's going to be optional from here on out.
Optional.
Imagine the amount of freedom that she's trusting people with.
I saw people today at Dana Hall, this private school near where I live.
Yes.
These girls walking to school, and they were still wearing, not all of them, but some of them were still wearing masks.
There's nothing more sad than that.
I just thought to myself, yeah, this is someone who needs help.
Well, there's some things that are more sad than that. But yeah, it always makes me depressed when I see, I have like a bunch of kids who stand at a bus stop near my house, and they're probably teenagers, and they all still have the masks on. And I think it's just because they just like to cover their faces as like a security blanket. I don't think it's that any of them are afraid of COVID.
What do you think an employer will think down the road when they walk in for a job interview wearing a mask? I don't think it's a good look for anybody who's trying to make a good first impression, as we say in the perfect smile spots.
It's pretty amazing to me, though, that whenever Democrats know they're in trouble, they're trying to give back like one or two of these freedoms they took away under their emergency powers. And that's supposed to kind of like, you know, that's supposed to make it a little less painful. So here you go. You don't have to wear masks on the MTA. If you vote for me, you might get to keep this. Maybe not, but maybe.
Kind of reminds me of the old movie Cool Hand Luke, or any prison movie for that matter. You know, you got to suck up to the screws.
Yes.
Sometimes I think this whole world is one big prison yard. Some of us are prisoners. Some of us are guards. Bob Dylan.
Some 69 million households are now canceling vacations, driving less, and cutting their grocery bills. This is the Biden boom, as they like to call it. This share of Americans having to make cutbacks due to inflation has climbed to 56%. That's 69 million households.
Let's go, Bal.
A worrying 12% said they were experiencing severe hardship as their standard of living tanked. It's really sad. None of this was necessary if people had not voted for Joe Biden. But yeah, it's looking tough for a lot of Americans. A worrying 12% of the surveys, 1,570 respondents said they were experiencing severe hardship. And the share of Americans who say inflation is causing them financial hardship has risen from 49% to 56%. But we are supposed to believe that the red wave is dissipating and that Joe Biden's approval rating is increasing.
Yeah, people are very
challenge.
Happy. People are very happy they can't afford to cool their houses or, in the months to come, heat their houses. And they can't afford to buy the groceries they at least want to buy. And in many cases, they can't afford to buy some. They can't get something that they'd like to buy because it's not on the shelves anymore. But people are very happy about this. Because, you know why? Because the southern border has been overrun. And it's such a wonderful thing to have all these busloads of illegal aliens arriving now not just in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico, but around the world.
Yeah, but I would also add in that
while
families are experiencing severe hardship and people are cutting back on their groceries because of inflation, What the mainstream media is most concerned about, I think, is even more important, which is Barack Obama's back at the White House today, unveiling another portrait. I know we talked about this in the crossover, Howie, but I do think it's worth noting that this is got to be like the fifth time I've seen him unveiling a portrait.
Wasn't he in the bushes or something in the?
I don't think he liked that
first
one.
First portrait, so he
got a do-over.
You know, yeah. we used to do these segments called Standing Heads, and you know, we could do all for Obama. Obama gets an Emmy. Obama gets a Grammy. Obama gets a Nobel Peace Prize.
That's a good point.
Obama unveils a new portrait.
Do you think he's an EGOT? He has an Emmy, a Grammy. Does he have an Oscar? There's got to be some nature documentary that he's behind. And then he needs a Tony.
Yeah, he's not been on Broadway yet.
Yet, there's still time.
Coming soon to a theater near you, Barack Obama in Guys and Dolls.
All right, everyone, that is it for me, but I will be back a little bit later with a very spicy edition of Hate Mail Monday.
844-500-4242-339. I just raised my thermostat to 78 degrees. Does Governor Newsom have a GoFundMe so I can donate the electricity I'm saving them? Hey, that would be another thing. Go a utility GoFundMe.
Well, not the craziest thing. There's so many crazy things, but one thing that drives me crazy is that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and all these people who live in California who have these big mansions, they're going around in their private jets to these polo tournaments and to these climate change summits. And then they're going to come back and tell the mom who's like trying to put food on the table, can you unplug your fan for a few hours? Things are getting really tough here. It's like, get lost. You know what I mean? Like, don't come to me now that you need me.
All right, Grace. Thank you. See you later. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the $400,000 and they slipped this in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You've traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Goals New Guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Goal now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right. The Barley Neck Inn. It's a great place in Orleans. It's been hailed by Yankee Magazine, the Boston Globe, and USA Today as one of the best restaurants on Cape Cod. Housed in an iconic building on the way to Nauset Beach, where many of our listeners love to go. The restaurant has long been considered the place to dine by both residents and visitors. Their dinner menu, which changes seasonally, focuses on fresh local ingredients prepared with a whimsical touch. They also offer an array of craft cocktails and locally brewed beers and a thoughtfully chosen wine list. Live music on weekends rounds out the fun that is the Barley Neck Inn. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to the Barley Neck Inn for just $25. With us now to tell us more about the Barley Neck Inn and what they have in store for this season is General Manager Matt Conley. Matt, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. And we love the Barley Neck Inn.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. It's certainly a pleasure talking to you.
So what do you got coming up this fall? As the weather gets cooler, are you still going to have the outdoor dining, or how long is that going to last? How long is the outdoor entertainment going to go on?
Well, the lawn is going to be weather dependent. It's going to be, you know, as long as we still have guests out on the lawn, we'll continue to offer entertainment on the lawn. It's been very well received, so we'd like to continue it as long as possible. So we don't have a definitive date, but that's pretty much what we're shooting for at the moment. So,
yeah, but you're okay with the town and all that, because some of these towns, you know, have been trying to, you know, move the number of tables outdoors back a little bit, but that's not a problem for you guys.
No. It's gonna be all weather driven. It's getting a little cooler out. The temperature is dropping earlier in the day. The sun's going down earlier, so that's pretty much what's going to drive that determination.
As you know, when I go to the Barley Neck Inn, I love the fritters. Those are fantastic.
Yeah.
You can't get those many places up north, not like down south, but they're fantastic. But what's most people's favorites? What's your most popular entree?
Most popular entree right now, I could be the Gianone chicken, the linguine with white clam sauce. It's really all over the board. It's we're fortunate that we've got a very really talented kitchen staff, and they seem to rise to the occasion. So every item is frankly my personal favorite, other than the salmon, but that's only because I don't eat salmon. But
so,
that's a very popular item as well.
So football season is about to begin, and you have the nice bar, the big screens like several, like any most places now, but it's a really nice place to watch a game, isn't it?
Right, and it's not intrusive for those people that are not interested in watching. They're off to the side. We do not have the volume up, but they are it is very well received. All of our televisions are readily visible from both of the dining room.
Now, what days are you guys? Are you guys open 7 days a week? I know some places have problems with the help situation. Are you guys still open 7 days a week?
No, we're actually closed on Mondays, and that's because what you just alluded to. Everybody else, we suffer because of lack of staff. So,
okay, and what are the hours of the Barley Neck Inn, Matt?
Right now, we're open from 4 until 9 every other night of the week.
4 until 9.
We will start implementing brunch again on Sundays, hopefully sooner than later. I've gotten a couple phone calls today, as a matter of fact, regarding that time frame. So,
okay, so brunch is coming back on Sundays. What's the number if people want to call to make a reservation at the Barley Neck Inn once they get their cheap bastard deals, or even before they get their cheap bastard deals? What's the number, Matt?
It's 508-255-0212.
Give it again, 508-255. Yeah.
0212.
And like I said, it's really a nice place, and it's great, you know, especially in the warm weather months when you can go outside and listen to the music. But it's you have a regular clientele for the entire colder weather months. It's more local, I guess, than it's not as packed. Easier to get a table. So it's just a nice. It's always a nice place to go to the Barley Neck Inn.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We've got a strong support from the local clientele. So that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's those are the people that we really, because 8 months of the year we don't have the luxury of having the numbers that we do in the summertime. So we really want to go above and beyond for those that are local. But even those that are down for the weekend, we don't differentiate, obviously. But we have a strong support from those people that are local. So
again, if you're wherever you're listening to the show, if you're coming down to the Cape, if you're going to be on in Orleans, try to get to the Barley Neck Inn. It's a fantastic place, and it's right near the Cape Cod National Seashore and the Nauset Beach Inn that we also have cheap bastard deals for. And if you want to get the $50 gift certificates for just $25 right now, they're going to go fast. The Barley Neck Inn, go to howiecarshow.com, and click on the store and get your $50 gift certificate for just $25. It's our cheap bastard deal of the day. Matt Connolly, thanks for being with us, and we'll see you soon at the Barley Neck Inn. I'm Howie Carr.